What up, jerks? It's Kyle here for another episode of the Daily Commute. Impromptu. So this one is going to be even more meandering than normal. You thought my normal podcasts, where I actually had a couple of things planned out to talk about, were meandering? Oh boy. Strap yourself in. Don't bother finding the map, because we're going to be all over it. And just a reminder, if you did want to touch base with me, you can do that. We have an email. I say we. It's just me and the voices in my head. And that is dailycommutepod@gmail.com. I kind of actually forget. It's definitely in the previous episode. So if you really want to send me an email, check that out. All right. This is a little sketchy. Weather, kind of crappy. Winter has come in a fucking hurry here in Ontario, Canada. The Great White North is living up to its name. I'm coming home from work, a day shift, but it's dark, so I come to work in the dark and I leave in the dark. It's even worse, like, it's kind of dark when people who work like 9-to-5 type jobs head home. It is pitch black. It's 7 p.m. at night. I was driving into work at 6 a.m. So, yeah, dark on both sides. Big old dark sandwich. I think that was the name of a porn I saw one time. Anyways, it's a little sketchy. And it's, oh dear. Seeing other people's headlights is quite tricky to see. Okay, this is fun. It's slippery. I'm gonna die. Awesome. Well, I decided to do this impromptu podcast, not because anything specific that I wanted to talk about, although there's a couple things I got in my mind, but my stereo decided it didn't want to work, so I can't crank the tunes or podcasts on the way home, so I might as well record my own, right? That makes sense. That's solid reasoning. Go Kyle. All right, depending on when this posts, / when you listen to it, that is the nature of the podcast world. Oh, high beams are significantly worse. It is Remembrance Day, November 11th, tomorrow. So, for those of you not in Canada, which I don't know how you found the podcast, because really there's like 6 people who've listened. I think maybe 6 different people. But anyways, it is Remembrance Day. It's like a Veterans Day version in States kind of a deal. You know, pay homage to veterans of World Wars and those who fought for what we now live in. And whether you agree with war or not or anything like that, it's not celebrating war. It's not saying war is a good idea. It's just saying, hey, it happened. And many people were a part of it, and let's give them a minute of silence and pay our respects. So it's great, and obviously people will be wearing poppies. You see a lot of them around. What this is leading to is, if you are a hockey fan, even if you're not, you know who Don Cherry is, the loud guy with the loud suits. It used to be the louder suits, but he is definitely louder than his suits these days. That guy is, he's always been a bit of a wingnut, which I used to like. I used to like the fact that, hey, here's a guy who speaks his mind, maybe not necessarily in the way that television broadcast people would really appreciate, but he spoke his mind, he said what he wanted to say. The only thing I always hated was that he didn't stick to hockey. You gotta stick to hockey. It's coach's corner. Stick to fucking hockey. If you want to talk about like a feel-good story of some players going to meet one of their biggest fans or something, or a fan with a disability or something, surprising them, you want to talk about that, go ahead. But he talks about the troops so much, it drives me up the wall. If you're looking for a really good song, A, it's also a really good song, but B, the lyrics are really good. Dear Coach's Corner by Propagandy, Canadian punk band, awesome band, and a hell of a song. So you can check that out if you are on the train like me, where you're not really a big fan of what the Don has to say. But this time, even I can appreciate that he went a little too far. So he's pissing and moaning about not enough people wearing poppies. Wow, I'm getting past and I can hardly see. That's fun. I hope you end up in a ditch. I'll let you know later in the podcast if I pass this person in a ditch. Yeah, so he was saying that people aren't buying as many poppies and stuff, but basically what he's doing is he's blaming it on immigrants. He's like, you come here, you want our milk and honey and stuff, but you don't want to support our troops. A, not buying a poppy doesn't make you not support. Like, what is it? It's like 10 cents for a poppy or something like that? How much money can that really raise? If you want to actually support them, donate real money, not just pocket change. But, you know, whatever. It's a drive, I guess, enough of them around, then maybe it will amount to something. Who knows? But, yeah, so he's blaming immigrants. Guess what? Everybody's a fucking immigrant. Nobody was born here except for maybe Native Americans. And, well, we know what happened with them. So, we're all immigrants. Yes, yeah, some of us are newer immigrants than others, but just because you come from another country and you don't wear a poppy or whatever, well, you know what? That's not a big deal. As long as you're a productive member of society, you're not breaking any rules, you're helping people out, you're working towards a better life, I got zero problems with you. White, black, brown, purple, whatever. Unless you're purple, as Mitch Hedberg says, if they're choking, then help them. But I don't care your race, your creed, your nationality, your religion. I don't care as long as you keep it to yourself. You become a good member of society. You help out the best you can in a way that contributes to being a productive member of society. How fucking hard is that? It's not very hard. So if you're doing that, you're A-OK in my books, and Don Cherry can fuck off. Ooh, first segment of the podcast, bashing on a Canadian icon. Don't really care. Nobody is safe. Everybody is free game in this world. Especially nowadays, man, there are so many people who used to think were heroes or good people. They're not. Just turns out we didn't have as enough exposure to them. And yeah, when it boils right down to it, so many people are just garbage, just rock bottom shit, including kids. Well, obviously kids are rock bottom shit. Specifically this one. Now this has an unfortunate and very tragic ending, and tragic across the board. I guess there is some sort of tradition where on the last day of grade 8, like, it's not even a fucking high school, it's grade 8. Woo, we're out of public school into high school. We're going to be so big. No, you're in fucking grade 9. You're still low man on totem pole. High school is shit. High school is meaningless in the vast majority of stuff. The only thing you need to learn through high school is how to fake it through your classes. You don't need to actually learn how to do your classes. You need to learn how to fake it. And I would say start that with the fine art of learning how to bullshit, because that'll get you through English in a hurry. Math, you might need to learn. Or if you know you're not going to use math down the road, you're not going to go in a field with math, then fuck math. Do the bare minimum of math and be done with it. Numbers are dumb. Calculators exist. Problem solved. So, anyways, there's a girl who decided to keep up with some sort of weird tradition where on her way home from school at the end of the year, whatever it is, she jumps from a moving bus. So the bus is taking her home, and she opens the emergency door. So, A, this is her fault now. It's not like you can lock that thing. What happens if there's an emergency? So she jumps from the emergency door, and she ends up cracking her head on the ground. And she ends up with massive brain damage. She is, I believe, for all intents and purposes, a vegetable. She can't look after herself. She's never going to have your quote-unquote normal life. She's irreparably damaged and debilitated from this incident. And what happened? The bus company got sued for $7 million. And the court agreed. What? How is this the bus company's fault? One of the things that they said was that the bus company knew about this tradition and didn't do enough to inform the school or tell them. That's not their fucking job. Their job is to keep the kids safe from point A to point B. If some fucking moron wants to jump out of a moving bus, that fucking moron is the problem. And as far as I'm concerned, you've just taken them out of society because they probably weren't going to be very productive. I'm sorry that's a tragic end. It really sucks for this family and this girl and everything. But it's her own fault. How is the bus company liable to $7 million? Like, that bus company is now just going under. Like, that's got to go out of business, right? What bus company has $7 million? So now you just lost a bunch of people jobs. All because one kid is a fucking dum-dum. Like, how are you possibly responsible for that? It's like if a burglar breaks into your house and your dog bites them and they get an infection on their leg, you're on the hook for medical bills? No! You broke into my house. You did the thing that was wrong that resulted in this. That's on you, bud. Everything occurred from this, money, penalties, injuries, anything like that, that's on you. It's called responsibility. It's something we do actually learn as we grow up. So maybe that's the problem. She was only graduating grade 8. Hadn't quite gotten to that responsibility lesson yet, obviously. Well, the snow has gotten a little bit lighter here, so I suppose, I spoke good. Can you imagine that I used to do this professionally, quote unquote professionally? I used to be a radio announcer. God, who gave me a job? Oh, right, the same people who fired me for my job. Whoops. Anyways, a little bit lighter. As is the snow, but this is getting into winter. We've already had a pretty hefty blast of winter, but it's kind of half-ass melted. Usually happens. Got to do my yearly reminder that you're an idiot. There's more to that. You're an idiot if you do not brush the snow off the roof of your vehicle. It's a pretty simple rule. You got a snow brush, you brush it off everywhere else, you brush it off your hood so it doesn't fly in your face, so why wouldn't you brush it off the roof so it doesn't fly in someone else's face? And you're thinking, oh, fuck them, it's their problem. Well, fuck you. it's my problem because I'm behind you. I still remember, it was a few years ago, in the town that I live, there's a bylaw officer, aka a police officer who doesn't have the same responsibilities. You fucking asshole, you're just going to fucking wheel out in front of me. You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. You're an absolute asshole. Fucking pieces of shit. Entitled son of a bitch. There's not even a fucking car behind me. You could have just waited 2 seconds, you dick. Hope you end up in the fucking ditch, too. Oh, right. The segment was supposed to be lighter. Well, this fucking asshole did. Anyways, you gotta brush the snow off your vehicle. It's a safety thing. Anyways, I saw a bylaw officer vehicle driving around with snow on their roof. And I'm like, that is the exact type of thing that you have the quote-unquote authority to give tickets for. Like, how do you not brush the roof of your car off, you idiot? Oh, this guy has got me right fired up. I don't think there's going to be any upsides here coming up. I will say, too, some people are like, well, I'm too short. I can't reach the roof and stuff like that. Then you shouldn't be driving that vehicle. If you're that short, you don't need a vehicle that big. Them's the brakes, kid. Like, if you're 4'2" and you drive a big lifted truck, hey, get yourself a goddamn ladder and figure it out, because there's no reason you need a truck that big. So if your excuse is, I'm too short, stools exist and extendable brushes exist. So get her done, bud. Oh, man, I hope this guy that cut me off, I hope I stay behind him, because I am going to just give him the what for the business if we end up at a red light together, and it's going to be good. It is going to be a good time. Because I'll be recording and that'll be hilarious. That would make for a damn good podcast. Go viral because I got into a road rage incident on a podcast. I think that's pretty funny. As I said at the beginning of the episode, if you want to get in touch, whether it's about discussions or disagreements that you have with my 100% always correct opinions that yours are, if different from, are wrong, you can get in touch with me. Email address, dailycommutepod@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure. This is only the second episode where I've had one, I think. And I'm driving, so it's not like I can check what it is. So if it's not that, well, hopefully that person enjoys all these emails. Also, if you have topic ideas, things you want to get off your chest, funny stories, whatever, antidotes, let me know. Send them that way, or get in touch with me other ways. I'm not hidden. The internet knows where I am. It has my social insurance company, or social insurance number. And I think it's ordering things from Amazon because packages just show up like every day. I don't know, maybe I order from Amazon in my sleep. The best is I will order some like weird, bizarre things. And those don't like usually get covered by Amazon Prime. So they come from typically like Hong Kong. And so the shipping date is really long. I'm used to things coming like within 2 days. And when they come in like a month or 2 months, then I'm just going along and whatever mood I was in when I bought that weird thing, when it shows up at my door or my mailbox, I go, oh yeah, I don't really want this anymore. I have a sickness. Some of the stuff's been pretty good, but some of the stuff hasn't turned out so well. I'm hoping for the one that I'm waiting for to be pretty cool because I think it'll be beneficial for my snow blowing times. It is a toque, looked like a really warm toque, and it's one of the ones that, like, so it's got the flip up brim, but in that brim there's two goggle lenses, so you can just flip that down and you don't get snow on your face. Because where I live, I'm across from a golf course, and wind usually kicks across from there or up from behind my house because it's not too far from the lake either. And basically one way or another, I'm going to get snow blown in my face, either when I'm walking down the driveway or when I'm coming back up the driveway. Snow ends up blowing in my face. And when you get home from a long day of work or something like that, and you have to still snow blow for 15, 20 minutes, having that snow blow back directly in your face, that is a goddamn piss off. I tell you what. So I'm hoping that this one is pretty cool. So my other ones along this way, along this vein, worked out really well, actually. Before they became big, I ended up ordering another toque from Hong Kong and Land, and it was like the first iteration of Bluetooth headphones inside of a toque. Now they're all over the place, but I had this and I'd never heard of it before, and I was like, oh, this is a great idea, and it's perfect for snow blowing. Now I can listen to music and my ears are nice and toasty warm. I rolled with that. Wore that one for a year. It was a little small, so it wasn't great. And then they got more popular, so I got like one of them big like Russian hats, and it had speakers in it too. I bought cheap ones just because I didn't know whether I'd like them or not, so they did end up breaking, but they were great for a while. So sometimes the weird products or the products on Amazon that you order when you're drunk, hey, they turn out to be good things. So don't let anybody tell you not to drink and shop. Holy fuck, this drive is fucking miserable, man. It's just snowing directly at me. It looks like I'm warp driving through fucking space here. As cool as that seems, kind of sucks when you're the guy driving. That was a thing I saw recently, just like shower thoughts. I love shower thoughts. They're the basis of my existence, basically. But one of them was that falling asleep in a car, obviously when you're not the driver, falling asleep as a passenger in a car is like one of the greatest signs of trust. So you got to think the most trustworthy people would be big passenger jet pilots, train conductors, bus drivers, hot air balloonists, maybe it kind of tapers off near the end there, but you get the idea. Falling asleep with someone else literally has your life in their hands. That's a big sign of trust. The other thing, too, is when you get thinking about it, especially when I'm on, like, the 400 series highways or interstates or whatever, you got just thousands of cars. Thousands and thousands of cars with really no one making sure they adhere to the rules. So I know I get mad about people and people piss me off, and it seems like a lot of people are just straight-up dum-dums. Well, that can't be true, because otherwise there would be significantly more accidents in the world or on any given day, because we all just wrote this test once, technically. I know in Canada we have like the written test, and then there's the first driving test, and then your full driving test. After that full driving test, you never have to be tested again unless you had an accident or you're like 80. So the just insane amount of trust we put in other people just on an everyday basis. That's pretty impressive. Literally right now, if I decided I could just turn the wheel slightly to the left and I could kill somebody. Like, that's the amount of power that I should not possess. And most people should not possess that power. I know most people don't think about it that way, but that is an absolute power that most people should not possess. Think about the people you meet on an everyday basis and then think, hey, should that person possess the power to be able to kill me instantly with just like a little jiggle of a steering wheel? That's insane. I should really stop blabbering on, but still about 15 minutes away from home. Getting past again in the snow. I'm doing over the speed limit. And it's not nice out. But anyways, whatever. It's three cars I hope are in the ditch now. Oh, I gotta remember to keep that truck in mind. Guy cut me off. Asshole. I hold a grudge like nobody's fucking business. The girl from The Grudge could learn a thing or two from me, because I hold a motherfucking grudge. I don't know if she actually held a grudge. I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie. And if I did, it was after like a high school Halloween dance where they did like a midnight showing, and I was drunk. So I do not remember. There's creepy backwards crawling people. I don't know. There's a kid with squid ink in his mouth. Is that the right movie? Anyways, I'm going to keep on rambling, but I'll shut it down. You listen to enough. I appreciate it. I appreciate you keeping me company as I tally home with a, for some reason, not working stereo. I really fucking hope it decides to work tomorrow morning. It's driving in for work. It'll be really fucking boring. 6 in the morning. If I don't have anything to listen to. So, hit me up on the email. You got topics you want to talk about, or anything to say about anything I've said. And thank you for listening. I do really appreciate it. I know the regularity of these episodes is incredibly irregular. It's a regular irregularity. But I do appreciate if you do check it out. It makes me all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Maybe that's just a disease I have growing. Anyways, thanks a lot. Enjoy your commute, and we'll talk to you next time.